You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And sticking with some of the numbers that came out today, 91 gave us their results for the year ended 31 March 2024. I wasn't able to catch up with Hendrik du Toit, the founder and CEO of the business, but I've got the next best thing, the best banking analyst in South Africa and possibly in the world. Kokkie Kooyman, director at Denker Capital, joins me to take a look at the performance of 91 and what we make of it. Good evening, Kokkie. Lovely to speak to you again. Assets under management down ever so slightly for the business, but we are reaching quite a milestone for the business in that respect.
Yeah, no, indeed, it's a result slightly above the market expectations as sell side analysts compile them. But you can see in terms of the market's reaction itself, why the share price was disappointed. It's a result in reflecting a tough environment. And the assets under management, if you measure it on an average basis, in other words, the average assets under management this year compared to the average assets under management last year are down about 8%. And that is reflected more or less in the numbers. If you look at the management fees are down about 8%. The operation expenditure, very well controlled, down about 5%. And that's tough in this environment because it's a people environment. But they reduced headcount slightly, and also the variable fee revenue, so in other words, the bonuses were cut a bit. And then there were a few rats and mice, things like performance fees were actually up, net interest income was actually up, which actually made it an operating result in the end marginally positive, especially when you add back a very nebulous thing, the share scheme expenses. But if in the end you look at it, then the result was, let's say, down 8 to 9%. And I think that's reflects the market. The interesting question is more why the assets under management decreased, because if you look at generally, the U.S. market is up 20%, NASDAQ is up 36%, the SA markets weren't so good. But Hendrik du Toit himself, it's a move in their client base from active to passive. And also very little interest in emerging markets. And you can see that in market movements as well. Emerging markets haven't done well because interest rates stayed higher there as well. And most of the attention was focused in the US. But when I look at the performance numbers and the performances of their funds, then certainly this year was most probably the worst year of the past 10. The number of funds that underperformed is above 50%, which is for Investec not a regular feature. And it's been gradually slipping. So the 10-year percentages still look good, 5-year, but 3 and 1 year look bad. And I think that maybe also played a role in either funds leaving or not new funds coming back. So there's something they've got to look at as well in terms of the strategies or the way they're executing the strategies. But if you look at the end, the share is cheap now. It's a P of just over 10. It's a dividend yield of 7%. When emerging markets start doing well again and they start getting flows, then Investec should come with a good year. And they've kept their headcount stable, and so it's really leveraged to good markets for them.
Kokkie, you and I did an analysis of the outflows when we looked at this a couple of months ago, and we spoke about a couple of other guys in the space. We looked at the likes of Coronation, we looked at the likes of Signia, and everybody's kind of been echoing that whole tougher environment and investors sort of pulling money out and net outflows being higher than what they've historically been. What do we see happening at this point going forward, given that we've finally kind of reached a terminal point with interest rates and we are still waiting, obviously, for them to start coming down? But investors have sort of gone through the worst of it all. How are we seeing asset managers right now going forward? Are they optimistic that inflows will return to them, or are they saying we're going to manage what we've got at the moment, and when conditions become more favorable and we can start to outperform again, then maybe inflows will come back?
Yeah, short-term asset managers are really focused on the negotiations, the political negotiations, because the outcome of that is going to be crucial in South Africa, whether more money leaves the country or comes back to the country. But you are right. I mean, it does look like we finally reached the high point of interest rates globally, especially in the US. And the US is a large determinant there. Jamie Dimon is still warning it could still go a bit higher, because one thing to bear in mind is global debt levels are at record high levels, and that is keeping interest rates higher than they would have been, and other factors, low unemployment. So, but interest rates look as if they should be starting to come down in the second half of the year in the US. Maybe one cut. Beginning of the year, we're still thinking of six cuts, but there will be a cut, and then Europe certainly a cut. South Africa will follow. If our inflation numbers come down, the lower fuel price now is going to help. A lot of things could work in our favor. So lower interest rates generally mean better markets. It means markets go up. It means that flows come back. But in South Africa, the big phenomenon for our fund managers is, does the money go offshore, and does it go then to offshore fund managers, or does it even come back, or just stay here? And that's going to depend on the political process. If we have a good outcome of a government that wants to do the right things, try and attract capital, be capital friendly, which is unlike the ANC, but maybe the partners will force him to do that, you know, then this market could do very well, and your asset managers will be very attractive.
I want to look at something, Corky, around those outflows, right? How do you, as 91, who's had £9.4 billion of outflows in this financial year, which is, according to the numbers, 11% better than 2023 numbers, but at the same time still represents a significant amount when compared to entire assets under management at just under £130 billion. How do you then look at this and say, we need to stop the outflow, because obviously it's very difficult to be able to stop customers from taking their money offshore and finding alternatives to generate those returns. What do you then, as the asset manager, do to better position the business and say, look, it's a short-term thing, bear with us, we'll see the light at the end of the tunnel?
Yep. Yeah. We at Denker had that same phenomenon a few years ago, and I'm sure we did what everybody else is doing. Initially, you first got to be very cost conscious, and Investec have done that well, bringing costs down 5%. You've got to just control your costs, even maybe spend less on marketing, which initially you maybe think we should market more, but you bring down your cost. You actually are very cautious also in your outlook. But you mustn't start wavering in your investment outlook. You must remain firm in what you believe and back that. So, yes, and then when the money comes back, yeah, then you do better. In Investec's case, the outflows also seem to be driven from Europe and UK strategies. And I must say, in that regard, they've had the worst of both worlds. In the UK, has also been a market where for 3 years now, investors have just been pulling money out. And there's been a lot of outflows also, if you just look at competitors or not real competitors, but the platforms, Hargreaves and Lansdowne and those type of guys, because of the focus on fees that were charged. So it's been a real industry in turmoil in the UK, and almost looking at that's coming at an end as well. So on all your questions, I would say that next year should be better, and all these wealth and asset managers are actually at quite attractive valuations. Bear in mind, something like Investec in South Africa, Coronation South Africa, Allan Gray are big. So, you know, there isn't much move for them to move. So a lot of the money is also going to smaller players who still are more maneuverable, who can still make use of investment opportunities. So it's a very tough environment.
Corky, before I let you go, you mentioned that obviously the share price is trading at a very attractive level, and that's evidenced by staff shareholding increasing to 30% there. This a good time to be loading up on the undervalued asset managers in South Africa?
Yeah. It. I was going to mention that such a high staff percentage is a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing your staff are really focused and should be working together. It can be a bad thing if you're not in agreement on the outcome, and it, you know, then staff start selling shares or start leaving because they're not getting, you know, rewarded by holding the shares. But I think bottom line, globally, if interest rates start coming down, then your asset managers are going to start re-rating again.
everything depends on interest rates. When will it not? Looking forward to the day when interest rates do come down and we can have better conversations. I think we'll have to leave it at that for now. Corky, thanks so much for those insights. Corky Koyman, director at Denker Capital, taking me through the performance of 91 as well as just the general space that asset managers find themselves in at the moment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.